Last verse of our gospel according to John is chapter 16, verse 33, and I think it's just a wonderful verse for today for many different levels. We just had a CD from Dynamic Catholic with Matthew Kelly talking about how important it is to read our Bibles, to pray with them, and he has different options of ways that he thinks to help people to grow with, again, reading and prayer with our Lord through the Scriptures. But just today, for a verse, here's a reason why our Bible is so important and how it comes in every day in different ways. So let's listen to it again. I've told you this so that you might have peace in me. I mean, you could pray for that for hours. But just a few thoughts on that, the first line. I've told you this so that you might have peace in me. I mean, it's Memorial Day. Peace. The peace of Jesus Christ, who is the King we have. Peace in our world now. Think of the violence in our own country and around the world with terrorism and just domestic things. I mean, just look at the papers, look at news. In our own spiritual lives, our own mental illness, our own health, our own challenging places. I mean, think of all, just that one line of that one verse of Jesus Christ saying, you might have peace in me. He is the rock for us to be on top of it for peace. And then in the world, you will have trouble. I mean, same thing. We know that. We know that all the time. Some of the same things I've already said. But in the world, you will have trouble. Think of, again, social media, bullying, just the places around the whole world that there is a war between evilness and Jesus, that we need to be soldiers for Christ against evil in our place, in our world. But take courage. I have conquered the world. Jesus asks us to be courageous, to follow him, to know that he will give us the Spirit to allow us to have strength in challenging places in our lives, wherever we are, and that Jesus Christ has conquered the world. He already won the game. The team that we have won. We have to stay on that team because he conquers the world, he conquers death, he conquers sin and evil itself. So there you go, John 16:33, and that's just a little smidget of what we could pray with one verse. So today, just take some time to pray. There's one verse, especially on Memorial Day, to grow in our prayers, to grow in our spiritual life, to listen to the Lord, to be prompted by the Holy Spirit, and to know the good things he has given us each and every day.